بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our third session, reading from بواعث الخلاص من الذنوب, يعني those أسباب وأمور, those things which help a person to avoid falling into sins and distance, and to enable one to distance himself from sin. Before we look at the topic for tonight, which is the second of those bawa'ith, before we look at that, we want to go back and look at some of the issues that we discussed last week in our second session from the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 2. The first question being, how has Sheikh Abdul Razak summarized the first ba'ith, yani the first religious motivational factor for escaping from sins? How has he summarized the first one? Now, try to actualize the love. Okay, somebody else want to give us a little bit of help? First one, the first ba'ith, now. Anybody? Abdul Wali.
The slave gives reverence and veneration of Allah. The person now is within his heart, the exaltedness and magnificence of Allah as a result.
Yani ijlalullah. Ijlalullah wa azamuhu. That a person acknowledges, recognizes in their heart, reverence for Allah, the greatness and the majesty and the magnificence of Allah in their heart. A person acknowledges this, witnesses this in their heart, such that that consciousness, that acknowledgement, prevents them from doing acts of disobedience to Allah. Yani the reverence of Allah, the reverence of Allah. The second question, memorize one of the Quranic evidences, yani from Surah An-Nur, 71st surah, 13th and 14th ayat, mentioned in the Shaykh's commentary on this first ba'ith, yani this first motivational factor that helps a person to avoid sins. Naam. Fadl, Abdul Wali.
وقارن
نعم
وقارن خلقكم
خلقكم
خلقكم خلقكم لكم
أتوارا
أتوار
أتوار نعم يعني ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقد خلقكم أتوارا. Yani the meaning of this is literally, what is with you that you do not yani give Allah that which He is due of, yani his, recognizing His greatness or His majesty, His glory. And indeed, He has created you in stages. The next question is related to the actual meaning of this ayat. Discuss the explanation of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma of the first ayat from these two ayats, 71:13, and this is not found in the English translation, but the Shaykh mentions it in the Arabic text. How has Ibn Abbas explained the first of these two ayats? مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرَجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارَ. How has he explained it? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Naam. Adil.
The مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرَجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارَ means why didn't they have the reverence of Allah, for the azam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يعني ما لكم لا تعظمون الله حق عظمته. يعني what is it with you that prevents you? What is the reason why you do not يعني تعظم الله, يعني recognize the greatness, the magnificence, the majesty, the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that is due to Him? What is it يعني that prevents you from doing so? The fourth question, discuss the explanation of Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, for the second ayah of these two, 71:14, and this is also not found in the English translation, but it's found in the explanation of the Shaykh in the Arabic text. How has Imam Al-Qurtubi mentioned the meaning, the explanation of the second of these two ayahs? What has Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi said concerning this? Yani, وَقَالَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَتْوَارَ. Yani, indeed Allah has created you in stages. How has he explained this? Naam.
That Allah has created you in one stage to the next until he completed your creation.
Until he completed your creation from one stage to the next. Naam. And he also said,
so whoever has done this,
and whoever has done this, created you in this manner,
it should be exalted and praised.
Whoever has done this, and whoever has the ability to do this, then he has most right. And if هو أحق أن تعظمه, هو أحق أن تعظمه. Now he is the one who has the most right that you exalt him, that you glorify him, that you magnify him, that you recognize his greatness and his glory. Question number 5. Summarize the incident of a Sahabi who was affected by hearing ayat pointing to the greatness and majesty of Allah. Summarize this incident, the incident of who? Who was the companion that he mentioned? Anybody remember the name of the companion? Arabic? I have Arabic copy only.
Thank you.
Naam. Who remembers the name of the companion? Now, Jubair?
Jalil.
Jubair. Ibn Mut'im, radiallahu anhu. And what was the incident, in summary? And it's reported that when he heard some ayat of the Quran, which contain a clarification of the magnificence of Allah, the greatness of Allah, he heard ayat that pointed or clarified the, Allah's magnificence. And he said, yani when he heard those ayat, it affected him to the extent that he said his heart was about to fly. His heart was about to fly. In some of the narrations it says that he said this was the beginning of Iman becoming firmly established in his heart. Those were the ayat from which surah? Surah Tur. The Prophet ﷺ was reciting this surah in the Maghrib prayer. And when he heard it, this is how it affected his heart. Yani, the glorification of Allah, the magnificence of Allah, yani was witnessed by his heart when he heard those ayat. Question number 6. What should a person do when his soul encourages him to commit a sin or act of disobedience? What should a person do when his soul encourages him to commit a sin or act of disobedience? Now,
one must remind oneself of Allah's greatness and his power over all things, and he is all seeing and all hearing.
Yani, one must remind oneself, yani, must acknowledge in one's heart the greatness and the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah is the one who is muttali', yani, he's the one who sees and who hears and who knows and who observes everything that a person is doing. As the Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim mentioned in this first yani ba'ith, he said that it is the ijlal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, an yu'sa wa huwa yara wa yasma. Yani, the magnificence and the glory of Allah is yani acknowledged and recognized in the heart to the extent that a person yani that Allah would not be disobeyed. Wa huwa يَرَى وَيَسْمَى, while he sees what we are doing and he hears what we are saying. And this should prevent a person from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That consciousness, that awareness, and the realization of the greatness of Allah in one's heart. Question number 7. Mention the statement of Bishr ibn al-Harith al-Hafi rahimahullah, and this also is not found in the English translation. What was the statement of Bishr concerning this first ba'ith? Naam. Anybody? Naam.
If the people were to reflect upon the greatness of Allah, they would not have disobeyed.
Now, if the people would only reflect, contemplate on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they would not disobey Him. And this, any of the point here of this first ba'ath is that a person should know that their consciousness, their recognition and acknowledgement of Allah's station, His power, His greatness, His glory, His magnificence, should affect the heart in such a way that it prevents a person from disobeying the one that you have recognized in your heart has this great station and status. The last question, from the causes of strengthening iman in the heart and magnification of Allah, is to reflect and contemplate upon what? To reflect and contemplate upon Naam, Adil.
The greatness and glory and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, specifically the Shaykh, he said though, yes, sure, that it's but what is it reflected in? What is it that you are reflecting upon, that you are looking at, that you are pondering over, that is a manifestation of Allah's greatness? His creation. Yani, the magnificence, the greatness of the creation reminds us of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the full discussion that we had at the end of the class when we were reading from the explanation of the final chapter of Kitab al-Tawheed. Anyway, the Shaykh explains this important matter, the vastness and the greatness of the creation of Allah, and Allah then indeed being far greater than His creation. These are some of the points that we discussed last week, and tonight, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we want to look at the second point. Yani, we're going to be reading in Arabic from page 10, the second point. The second ba'ath from the ba'ath lil khalas min al-dhunub. And in English we're reading from?
Second.
The second. On page what? Page 14. The second. Last week we did the first. Yani, the first week we had an introduction to the book and the author and just a brief mention of the first point. And last week we covered the first point. The first ba'ath, from the ba'ath, lil-khalas min al-dhunub. And tonight, inshallah, we're going to be looking at the second one, beginning in English, translation on page 14. And again, as I mentioned last week, just briefly, yani, the translation is not really matching with the Arabic text. So just, yani, be aware that there are a lot of things in the Arabic text that haven't been translated in the English, and there's even some variations in what has been translated. All right, so just kind of like be aware of that. We might look a little bit at the English translation just so that we, yani, understand where we're at with it. But we're going to follow the Arabic text, okay? So basically, in the English translation, yani, it's very, very brief. The first part of it is of importance, and the second part we'll cover in the Arabic text. In the English, in the translation, it says the second way to escape sins is for the heart to actualize the love of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are various matters that have been mentioned by the people of knowledge that stimulate this love within the heart and enhance the strength of it in the heart of the servant. And this is a very important point, yani, that there are various matters that have been mentioned by the people of knowledge that stimulate this love. The Shaykh doesn't mention them here, but just the point that there are things that, yani, stimulate this love in the heart and strengthen it. And these are things that we need to know if we want to actualize this, yani, matter of having love of Allah in the heart. We have to know, how do we develop that love? How does it grow? How do we strengthen it? After that, the English translation says, so if a person's heart is driven by the love of Allah, then this will keep him preoccupied. Yani, the love of Allah will keep a person preoccupied and prevent him from falling into what angers Allah. And this is because true love causes an individual to stay away from whatever might be detestable to the one who he loves. And then he mentions the poetry. And the poetry is pretty much any close to the same poetry that came in the Arabic text, with some slight variations as well. So we're going to read from the Arabic text. And as far as the English, yani, it can be used as a reference for, and as a general reference to, yani, the topic matter. So general reference to the topic matter. So the Shaykh, he first, in the Arabic text, it quotes from Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim. And by the way, the statement, each principle, the original text of Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, is contained in the back of the English translation. It's in the back of the book. There's an appendix in the back which has any of the 20 points translated. Unfortunately, they separated them from the Sheikh's commentary, so it's a little bit, yani, And a person has to go back and forth a little bit. But in any case, we're going to do them together. So what Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah says, he says, الثاني, yani the second of the bawa'ith, the things that help a person to escape from sins or distance oneself from sins, he says the second, مَشْحَدُ مَحَبَّتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ فَيَتْرُكُ مَعَسِيَتَهُ مَحَبَّةً لَهُ. And then he quotes from the line of poetry that we're going to see, فَإِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim says, the second of those things that help a person to distance themselves and to avoid disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mashhad of mahabbatihi, yani that a person actualizes in their heart, that they recognize and acknowledge and bear witness to this important matter, and that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result of that, a person would leave off acts of disobedience, mahabbatan lahu, yani out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person acknowledges, recognizes, bears witness to this important characteristic of a believer, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being in one's heart, this will enable a person to leave off acts of disobedience out of love for Allah. Out of love for Allah. The consciousness of this reality, if it's in a person's heart, will help them and strengthen them, yani enable them to avoid disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is because the one who loves is obedient to the one whom he loves. That's how the Shaykh quoted from the line of poetry. And then he says, وَأَفْضَلُ التَّرْكِ تَرْكُ الْمُحِبِّينَ, yani the best act of leaving, abandoning something is from those who do it because they love someone. Yani abandoning it for the one that you love. كَمَا أَنَّ أَفْضَلَ الطَّاعَةَ طَاعَةُ الْمُحِبِّينَ, just in the same way as the best of the acts of worship or is the act of worship that's done by one who loves. Yani, out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person abandons disobedience and performs an act of obedience. فَبَيْنَ تَرْكِ الْمُحِبْ وَطَاعَتِهِ وَتَرْكِ مَنْ يَخَافُ الْعَذَابَ وَطَاعَتِهِ بَوْنٌ بَعِيدٌ. So Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, yani the difference between the one who loves abandoning something and his obedience to the one that he loves, and the one who fears punishment abandoning something and their obedience, yani out of fear of the punishment, is a great distance. Yani there's a big difference between a person who abandons sin because of their love for the one who they don't want to disobey, and the one who abandons sin out of fear of punishment. There's a difference between the two. And he says, likewise, the same thing is for obedience. Yani the obedience of one who does an act of obedience out of love for the one that they are obedient to is different than the one who obeys out of fear of punishment. So the point here is, Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah is showing that even though these are two motivational factors, love is a motivational factor and fear is also a motivational factor, and Allah mentions them in the Quran. Allah, yani, warns people against, yani, things that are displeasing to Him by threatening punishment. And that is a motivational factor. But the one who does something out of love, yani, is different than the one who does something out of fear of punishment. The Shaykh, he says in his commentary concerning this, Athani, yani Shaykh Abdul Razak, Hafidhullah, he says, Athani min hadihi al-bawa'ith, yani the second of these, yani, factors, these asbab that help a person to avoid sin and distance one from sin, he said, it is mahabbatullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani the second motivational factor is mahabbatullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, كما قال تعالى, it is as Allah the Most High said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 265th ayat. And those who believe they are in their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stronger. They are stronger in their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stronger than, yani from the beginning of the ayat, stronger than the mushriks. The mushriks who, yani, love the things that they set up as partners with Allah. The people who believe, who have tawheed, their love for Allah is stronger than the love of the mushriks for that which they associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is understood from the beginning of the ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَمْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. Yani, from amongst the people, there are those who have set up, who have taken, yani, besides Allah, أَمْدَاد, yani, things that they have set up as equals or partners with Allah, يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ, and they love those things that they have set up as partners with Allah, like their love of Allah. Their love of Allah is shared with the things that they worship with Allah. And the love of the people of Iman is not shared. It's for exclusively for Allah alone. And for this reason, Allah said then, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Yani, who have some love for Allah, but they share it with the things that they worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah has a beautiful tafsir concerning this ayah, but for the sake of time, I'll just refer to it. Whoever is able to go back to it, Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah, 165th ayah. What is important is that he compares, yani, he shows how Allah, the creator, the provider, the one who is perfect from every angle, the one who is rich without need, yani, how he cannot be compared to anything in the creation that is not a creator, that is not a provider, that is created and provided for, that is in need, that is imperfect from every angle, how can they then be equal? For this reason, فَلِهَذَا مَدَحَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So for this reason, Allah praised the believers with His saying, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. He praised the believers by saying, those who have Iman, the people of Tawheed, in their love of Allah, it is much stronger and greater than the love that these people have for Allah that they share with the things that they worship besides Allah. And the Shaykh mentions two points, and I'll just summarize them. He said that is because the people of Tawheed, the people of Iman, they give their love to Allah exclusively, while the mushriks share their love with Allah and others besides Him. So the love of the people of Iman, the people of Tawheed, is greater because it's exclusive for Allah alone. And secondly, he said, because the people of Tawheed, the people of Iman, they give their love to the one who is deserving of that love in reality, while the mushriks give their love to those that are deserving of no love whatsoever. Therefore, the love, yani, of the people of Iman, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is greater. The Shaykh says, فَإِذَا أَشْغَلَ الْعَبْدُ قَلْبَهُ بِحُبِّ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى صَرَفَهُ هَذَا الْإِنْشِغَالُ عَنَ الْوُقُوعِ فِي مَا يُغْضِبُهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Yani, so, if or when the abd, the worshipper of Allah, occupies his heart, busies his heart with the love of Allah, yani, engages his heart constantly, continuously, with the love of Allah, this busying oneself with the love of Allah will turn a person away from falling into that which angers Allah. Yani, a person's heart being engaged in the love of Allah, yani, would turn a person away, would divert a person away from falling into that which displeases Allah. And then he says, for two reasons. One of those reasons is mentioned in the English translation that we just read through quickly, and the other one of them is not. So there are two reasons, he says. Two reasons why busying one's heart, occupying the heart, not just the tongue, but the heart, busying the heart with the love of Allah, turns a person away from falling into that which displeases Allah. The first reason, لِأَنَّ الْمَعَاسِ وَالذُّنُوبَ, and this is not mentioned in the English translation, not even referred to, لِأَنَّ الْمَعَاسِ وَالذُّنُوبَ تُفَوِّتُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ حَظَّهُ وَنَصِيبَهُ مِنْ مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَهُ. Yani, that the commission of sins and acts of disobedience caused the abd to lose out on his share or his portion of the love of Allah for him. Yani the person engaging in sin causes him to lose out on the share of the love of Allah that Allah would have for him if he were obedient to Allah. But he loses out on that love بِحَسَبِ مَا وَقَعَ فِيهِ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ وَالْخَطَايَا. Yani the share of the love of Allah that he loses out on is going to be greater or less in accordance with the type or the amount of sins and acts of disobedience that a person falls into. The more a person sins, the more they will lose out on their share of the love of Allah that Allah would have for that person were it not for their engaging in sin. The Shaykh says, second reason, وَلِأَنَّ الْمَحَبَّةَ الصَّادِقَةَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مُسْتَلْزِمَةٌ لِامْتِثَالِ أَوَامِرِهِ وَاجْتِنَابِ مَا يُسْخِطُهُ. Yani the second reason why occupying one's heart with the love of Allah diverts a person from sin, it is because al-mahabba sadiqa, true sincere love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, requires a person to comply with his commands and to avoid that which displeases him. Yani true love of Allah necessitates, it requires of a person, yani to comply with his commands and to avoid his prohibitions. And this is, the Shaykh says, كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Yani from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 31st Ayah. Yani where Allah commands the Prophet ﷺ to say to these people, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If indeed you love Allah, then follow me. Yani follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. True love of Allah requires a person to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent by Allah to guide the people and to tell them what is pleasing to him and what is displeasing to him, what he has commanded and what he has prohibited. Yani what earns his love and what earns his anger. Indeed, yani say, if you love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you, and Allah will forgive your sins, to the end of the ayah. Just a quick comment concerning this ayah. And that is, Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir, in his tafsir of this ayah, yani he mentioned several points, but from amongst them I just want to mention two things that he said, which I think is really, really important in benefiting from this ayah. The first of them that I want to mention is the saying of Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah. He said, زَعَمَ قَوْمٌ أَنَّهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَبَتَلَاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ فَقَالَ كُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Yani Hasan al-Basri, the great scholar from amongst the yani imams of the tabi'een, he said, زَعَمَ قَوْمٌ أَنَّهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Yani a people claimed that they love Allah. فَبَتَلَاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. So Allah tested them with this ayat, wherein he said, say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Yani follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a test. Allah made this as a test for the people who claim they love him, whether they're from the disbelievers and the mushrikeen, or whether they're from the munafiqeen, or whether they're from the muslimin and mu'mineen. Yani this is a test that a person can apply to themselves. Allah has made this as a test, as a criterion to determine true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is in following His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir rahimahullah also says, هذه الآية الكريمة حاكمة على كل من ادعى محبة الله وليس هو على طريقة المحمدية. Yani that this ayat, هذه الآية الكريمة حاكمة, this noble ayat is a judge over every person who claims to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while that person is not ala at-tariqa al-muhammadiyya, while they are not following the way, the path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani, this ayah is a judge against a person who claims that they love Allah and they're not following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, goes on to say, فَإِنَّهُ كَاذِبٌ فِي الدَّعَوَاهُ فِي نَفْسَ الْأَمْرِ. For indeed, this person who claims to love Allah and he doesn't follow his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he is a liar in his claim to this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَتَّى يَتَّبِعَ الشَّرْعَ الْمُحَمَّدِي وَالدِّينَ النَّبَوِي فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَقْوَالِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ. Until he follows, yani, until he follows الشَّرْعَ الْمُحَمَّدِي, yani the sharia that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, وَالدِّينَ النَّبَوِي, and until he follows the deen that Allah sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فِي جَمِيعِ أَقْوَالِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ, in all of his speech and in all of his actions. This ayat is the judge, is the criterion, and it determines that a person who claims to love Allah while they are not following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person is a liar in that claim until they actually do follow the sharia that he came with and the deen that he came with in all of its affairs, yani in his speech and in his actions. And Imam As-Sa'di said, yani in his public and in his private, and so, yani in the usul, and the furu, and in every aspect of the deen. After this, the Shaykh, he closes with the poetry that has been narrated or has been ascribed to various different people from the Salaf. And the wording of it has also been narrated with various different wordings. The second bait, or the last two lines, are, yani, the most important part, and the narrations of this poetry are agreed upon in these last two lines. The first two lines, there are some differences, but, yani, the meaning is the same. So the Shaykh, yani, the way it is in the English translation has a little different wording, and the way it came in the Arabic text that's, yani, that we have in front of us is slightly different, but meaning basically the same. Here I'm reading from the Arabic text. تعصي الإله وأنت تظهر حبه. In some of the narrations it says وأنت تزعم حبه, يعني you are disobedient to الإله, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وأنت تظهر حبه, while you are openly displaying love for him, يعني you are pretending, you are showing, يعني giving the outward appearance of love of him, or you are claiming to love him. You are disobedient to him while you are claiming to love him. Here it says, هذا محال في القياس بديع. Yani, this is something that is impossible, and it is inconsistent or unprecedented if we look at the qiyas, yani the norm, the rule, that a person, the norm is that a person loves someone, they are obedient to them. So this is contrary to that. This is impossible that a person, yani from the qiyas, it's impossible that a person, yani, claims to love someone and they are not obedient to them. Yani, in some of the narrations of the poetry, it uses the word instead of badi'u, shani'u. In any case, that's how it came in the English translation. Yani, that a person, yani, wahada la amri or la amruka, yani, by Allah, or I swear by my life, that this is, yani, something despicable. Yani, if we look at it from the perspective of the norm or the qiyas, that a person is disobedient to Allah while they claim that they love him. He said, then لو كان حبك صادقا لأطاعته إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع. Indeed, لو, if your love was truthful, was sincere, then you would definitely have been obedient to him. إن المحب, for the one who loves is مطيع, is obedient to the one whom he loves. Here I want to just, yani, refer briefly to the explanation of Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhaili hafidhullah of these two lines of poetry. Yani, they are recorded here as four lines, they are two baits of poetry. He gives a lengthy discussion concerning it, and he mentions an important point, how they should be understood. And he said there are three possible ways they can be understood. And it's long, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to give the summary of the core of what he said. The first possible meaning is that this love that is referred to here, and this disobedience that's referred to here, is the disobedience of the kafirs and pagan disbelievers. Yani that they claim to have love of Allah, but they are disobedient to Him. Yani they're shirk and they're kufr. I think this meaning is clear. This is a possible meaning of this. If it's referring to the disbelievers, for example, the Christians who claim they love Allah, or the Jews who claim they love Allah, or whoever claims that they love Allah while they disbelieve in Him, or they associate others with Him. The second possible meaning is the meaning that is more likely intended here, and that is the disobedient acts that Muslims fall into. Because Muslims disobey Allah. And the love here that is intended is the love that prevents a person from disobedience to Allah. And I'm going to come back to this point, but I want to go to the third meaning. He said the third meaning is the meaning of the Khawarij, and that is they are saying that the one who is disobedient to Allah has no love for Allah. Aslan, la yuhibbullah aslan. And this meaning is because they say that the one who commits the major sin goes out of Islam, so he has no love for Allah. And this is not the intended meaning, especially from the scholars of Sunnah who mentioned these lines of poetry, that the person who is disobedient to Allah has no love for Allah. That's not what is intended. Rather, we say that the Muslim who commits a sin, even a major sin, he's in danger. He's subjecting himself to the threat of punishment and all of that, but we don't say that he goes out of Islam. That's not the intended meaning, yani, of this poetry, that you disobey Allah while you claim to love Him, yani, that this is something despicable or this is something impossible, yani, according to the qiyas. Because if you had true love, you would have been obedient to Him. For indeed, the one who loves someone is obedient to the one that he loves. Yani, if your love was true, you would have been obedient to Him. They understand this to mean then that because you're disobedient, you don't have any love. And they understand that the person who commits major sins has no iman, that he goes out of Islam. And this is not the meaning that's intended here. Rather, the meaning that's intended here is that the Muslim, depending on the level of their iman and their taqwa, every human being commits sins. But yani, maybe a person might commit yani some sins, minor sins, but not major sins. But every person is committing sins. So the point is here is that there's a level of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst the believers, amongst some of the people, that prevents them from engaging in these major sins. And so what is intended here is not that the person who commits sins, that we negate him from having any love for Allah. But rather, what is negated here is that love that Muslims have to such an extent, that high level of love for Allah, that does prevent them from disobedience to Allah. That love is not present, or it's weak. So it doesn't prevent them from engaging in those things that, inshallah, you and I don't engage in. Yani, we don't commit zina, we don't drink, use intoxicants, we don't, yani, commit these kinds of sins. So that love that prevents a person from those things is the love, yani, that if a person has that, they don't disobey Allah. Yani, in terms of major sins. But as far as sin, there's no person free of sin. The point here is that we should understand, yani, that the meaning that's intended here is that is not that if a person commits a sin that they have no love. But maybe they don't have the love, yani, on the level, they don't have that level of love that prevents them from these things that are disgusting and detestable and disliked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and angers Him. And this is similar, yani, to the hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبَّ لِنَفْسِهِ. No one of you has iman until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. It doesn't mean that if you don't love for your brother what you love for yourself, you have no iman. But it means that the level of your iman. And that's what's intended here. The level of your love is not there if you engage in these major sins that are detestable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and in the end of what we wanted to say here is, I want to go back to the beginning. Yani, in the English translation, it's not mentioned in the Arabic text. In the English translation, yani, it says there are various matters that have been mentioned by the people of knowledge that stimulate this love within the heart and enhance the strength of it in the heart of the servant. Those things are not mentioned. But on this point of Mahabbatullah Azza wa Jalla being a major factor in preventing a person from committing sins and helping a person to distance themselves from sins, yani it's critical then to know, yani how do we develop that love? Yani what are the things that a person needs to know to do in order to develop that love? So for that, we've gone back to Manhaj Yawmi, the Talib al-Ilm, where Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, wrote very, very briefly what should be the daily manhaj, the daily routine of the person who is sincere about seeking knowledge. And he divided it up into four parts, and the first part is your relationship with Allah. And the second part, anybody remember?
Yes.
Is your relationship with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third part is, yani, the acts of worship that are outside of the obligatory duties. The acts of worship that a seeker of knowledge should be engaged in, like Salatul Duha and Salatul Witr and Adhkar al-Sabah wal-Masa and so on. Outside of the obligatory duties. And the last one is the how to seek knowledge. Yani, how a person should pursue seeking knowledge. So, we want to read here from the second of them, because it refers to our topic of the love of Allah and how it affects a person in terms of enabling a person to avoid sins and how to develop that love, how to strengthen it. The Shaykh Al-Muhammad Ibn Salih Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, Al-Amr al-Thani. Al-Amr al-Thani, this is the second matter related to the first of the four topics of this manhaj. The first of the four topics is your relationship with Allah. The second matter in your relationship with Allah, he said, قال رحمه الله أن يكون قلبك مملوءا بمحبة الله تعالى. Yani the second matter in your relationship with Allah is that your heart should be filled with the love of Allah, the Most High. لما يغذوك به من النعم ويدفع عنك من النقم ولا سيما نعمة الإسلام والاستقامة عليه حتى يكون أحب شيء إليك. These are the words of Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. He said the second matter is that your heart be filled with the love of Allah the Most High due to the blessings and the bounties and the favors that He has nourished you with. So from the things that enable a person to feel the heart with love of Allah is the recognition, the acknowledgement of Allah's favors and bounties. وَيَدْفَعَ عَنْكَ مِنَ النَّقْمِ. And also the adversities or the misfortunes or afflictions that Allah repels from you is also a reason for a person to have stronger love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, وَلَا سِيَمَا. And especially the ni'mah, the blessing of Islam and al-istiqamati alayhi. Al-Islam wal-istiqamati alayhi. Yani the ni'mah of being guided to Islam and then being upright and steadfast upon it. And these two things are very, very important that they be together. It's not sufficient that a person has Islam and they're not, they don't have istiqamah. Until, yani he said, so your heart should be filled with the love of Allah, yani due to what He has given you of His blessings and favors, and repulsed from you from adversities and misfortunes and afflictions, especially the favor of Islam and being upright upon it, until He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes more beloved to you than anything. Yani that a person acknowledge and recognize Allah's favors upon them, and the afflictions and harms that He repulsed from them, until Allah becomes more beloved to him than anything. That's the way we want our heart to be. Shaykh Abdul Razak, in his explanation of this second matter, he says, فَهَذَا عَمْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for the sake of time, I'm going to, and he probably, you know, try to go through it a little bit quickly. He says, هَذَا عَمْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. ينبغي على طالب العلم والمسلم عموما أن يعنى به, that is, أن يعمر قلبه بمحبة الله. This is an extremely important affair that the student of knowledge and the Muslim in general should give care to, should be concerned with, and that is that they fill their heart with the love of Allah. This is the matter that we should be concerned about. And this is a matter that we should be thinking about, that we should be actively engaged in, trying to fill our hearts with the love of Allah. This is an important matter. If we go through the day and we didn't think about this matter of filling our heart with the love of Allah, that's a loss. That's a loss. And then the Shaykh says, وَثَمَّ أُمُورٌ تُعِينُكَ عَلَى إِمَارَةِ قَلْبِكَ بِهَذِهِ الْمَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَشَارَ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهِ إِلَى شَيْءٍ مِّنْهَا. And I'll just try to translate what the Shaykh says here, yani without reading everything. But he says, so there are some affairs that help a person to fill their heart with this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh, yani Imam Ibn Uthaymeen, has pointed to something from that. Yani he just alluded to it by mentioning what? The blessings of Allah that He has nurtured you with, and the afflictions and calamities that He has turned away from you. These are from amongst the affairs that help a person to enliven their heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, yani those ni'am, those blessings, those bounties or favors that Allah has given to you. He says, unzur, yani Shaykh Abdul Razak is saying, unzur, ni'am Allah alayka al-mutawaliya wa alaihi al-mutataliya wa ataayahu al-mutanawiya. Yani look at, consider, think about the blessings of Allah upon you. Ni'am Allah alayka al-mutawaliya, yani the uninterrupted, continuous blessings of Allah upon you, that you are receiving day and night, when you awake and when you sleep. وَآلَائِهِ الْمُتَتَالِيَةِ, and His favors that come consecutively, successively, one after another, that we are aware of and that we are not aware of, that we recognize and that we just look past. وَأَطَايَاهُ الْمُتَنَوِّيَةِ, and the various gifts of all types that Allah gives to us. A person needs to consider these things. For example, he says, في صحتك, your health, وفي عافيتك, and your well-being, وفي مالك, and your wealth, وفي مسكنك وملبسك وطعامك وشرابك وولدك وغير ذلك. Look at these things, yani your house, and your clothing, and your food, and your drink, and your children, and other than that. The Shaykh says, فَالتَّفَكُّرْ فِي هَذِهِ النِّعْمْ وَهَذِهِ الْمِنَنْ التي تفضل الله سبحانه وتعالى عليك بها, yani that reflecting upon, pondering and contemplating these blessings and these bounties and these favors which Allah has given to you freely. أيضا دفع النقم والشرور والآفات, and as well looking at all of the harms and the misfortunes and evils that Allah has turned away from you. تقبل بقلبك على الله محبة وإمارة للقلب بمحبته سبحانه وتعالى. Yani that this, reflecting on these things, will cause a person to draw near to give attention to occupy their heart with the love of Allah, and filling their heart with His love subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst the bounties and blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we might also reflect upon is what the Shaykh Abdul Razak mentioned in another book, in his book, where he explains some of the supplications of the believers that are mentioned in the Quran. And there he said, in the first supplication that he mentioned in that book, he said, from the blessings of this world, yani from the supplication, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابِنَا. O Allah, give us the hasana of this dunya and the hasana of the akhirah. He said that from the hasana of this dunya, and these are blessings and bounties and favors of Allah that also a person needs to reflect upon. And this fills the heart with the love of Allah. He said, as-sihha, yani good health, wal-afiyah, well-being, wal-mal, wealth, wal-maskan, wal-malbas, and the things that he mentioned before, he said here, yani rizq, hani, wasi, halal, yani the provisions that Allah has given to you that are lawful, and that are plentiful, and that are enjoyable, that a person should think about this. Wadarun rahba, and a spacious home. Wazawja saliha, and a righteous spouse. And a righteous spouse. Yani the Muslim, man or woman, who has a righteous spouse, this is from the greatest of the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. Wawaladun taqarra bihi al-ayn, and a child that is pleasing to your eyes, yani a child that's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ilmun nafi'un wa amalun salihun, beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. Wa amnun murahatun, and safety and comfort. Wa thana'un jameelun, and being mentioned with a beautiful praise. Wa sam wal basr wal aql, and hearing and sight, and the intellect that is sound. These are from amongst the favors of Allah, that if a person reflects upon them, will help them to fill their heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the bounties of Allah, yani, are more than we can count, as Allah mentions another place in the Quran. The Shaykh closes this point by saying, وَأَعْظَمْ النعم التي عندما تفكر في منة الله عليك بها يزداد قلبك حبا لله نعمة الإسلام والتوحيد. And the greatest of the bounties of Allah, which will increase your heart with love of Allah when you reflect upon this favor of Allah upon you, it is the favor, the ni'mah of Islam والتوحيد والإيمان. And he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَقَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرُ وَالْفُسُوقُ وَالْإِسْيَانِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَالنِّعْمَةِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Yani from Surah Al-Ahzab, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah has حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ, yani he has made iman beloved to you, endear it to you, and he made iman special. This is a favor from Allah. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, and he has adorned it in your hearts, and he made it beautiful in your hearts, so that it appears to be beautiful. And he has made, yani he has made you to dislike kufra and fusuq wal isyan, yani disbelief and evil and corruption and sin. And these whom Allah has favored like this, these are those who are rightly guided. And this is a favor from Allah and a ni'mah, a bounty. And Allah is all-knowing and He is all-wise. we still have a few minutes remaining, so I'm going to quickly go to the third point and we're going to close with this. And it combines, and the third point from this book, the Minhaj, the daily routine for the Talib al-Ilm, and the first section, your relationship with Allah. He mentions four points. That was the second point, and this is the third point, and we're going to close with this, because it combines the first and the second of the matters that Ibn Qayyim mentions from the things that help a person to avoid sin. The third matter, he says, يعني شيخ الوثيمين رحمه الله قال رحمه الله أن يكون قلبك مملوءا بتعظيم الله عز وجل حتى يكون في نفسك أعظم شيء. يعني it is that your heart be filled with the ta'azim of Allah, the recognition of Allah's greatness and His magnificence and His glory, until within yourself Allah is the greatest thing. There's nothing in your heart or in your soul greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you fill your heart with ta'azim of Allah, yani until He becomes the greatest thing in your heart. The Shaykh says, وباجتماع محبة الله تعالى وتعظيمه في قلبك تستقيم على طاعته قائما بما أمر به لمحبتك إياه تاركا لما نهى عنه لتعظيمك له. يعني by combining these two things, the love of Allah the Most High that came tonight in this talk and the ta'zeem of Allah that we mentioned last week, but by combining these two things in your heart, then you will be upright and steadfast upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By what? By, yani, acknowledging and recognizing and developing and paying attention to the love of Allah and the ta'zeem of Allah in your heart. He said, a person then can remain upright and be steadfast upon obedience to Him, fulfilling that which He has commanded you with out of love for Him, and leaving that which He has prohibited from out of ta'zeemihi, yani out of recognizing His greatness. Yani that a person would do what Allah commanded if their love is strong enough. And they would avoid what Allah has prohibited if they recognize Allah's greatness and His glory. The Shaykh says in his explanation of this point, so a person should be diligent, should be eager in seeking to fill their heart with the love of Allah and the recognition of the exaltation and greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The ta'zeem of Allah, a person will be helped in establishing it by an-nazr fi ayat, al-ayat ad-dala ala azamatillah. A person will be helped to develop the ta'zeem of Allah, and we talked about that last week, by examining, reflecting upon, pondering over the ayat al-kawniyah wal-qur'aniyah. The signs that are in the universe and the signs that are, the ayats that are in the Quran. By examining them, a person will be helped in establishing the ta'zeem of Allah by looking at those signs which point to the greatness of Allah and to the perfection of His qudra, His power and ability, and the perfection of His quwwah, His strength, and the greatness of His batsh, yani the severity of His punishing those who are the tyrants and the people who commit the major sins, His punishment for them, and His vengeance against them, وَشَدِيدْ عِقَابِهِ, and the severity of His punishment in general. فَهَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ إِذَا تَأَمَّلَهَا الْعَبْدِ وَتَأَمَّلَ أَيْضًا الْأُمُورَ الَّتِي تَأَمُّرُ الْقَلْبَ بِمَحَبَّتِي. Yani from these matters, looking at the greatness of Allah's power and His majesty and His glory and His strength, and the severity of His punishment, reflecting on these things, and reflecting also on those things that fill the heart with love, all of the bounties and favors that Allah has bestowed upon one. يُصْبِحُ عِنْدَهُ تَوَازٌ بَيْنَ الرَّجَاءِ وَالْخَوْفِ وَالرَّغْبَةِ وَالرَّحْبَةِ. In this way, a person will have a balance. They will have a balance between الرَّجَاء الْخَوْف, between hope and fear. And they will have a balance between a ragba and a rahba. Yani having extreme desire, longing for something, and having a great fear of something. The Shaykh says, from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying from Surah Al-Hijr, 15th Surah, 49th and 50th ayat, Nabbi ibadi anni ana al-ghafur rahim. Yani declare, bring to the attention of my worshippers, that I am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am the all-forgiving, the most merciful. وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابِ الْعَلِيمِ. And also that my punishment is a very painful punishment. He says, تَجْمَعْ بَيْنَ الْأَمْرَيْنِ. Combine, gather between these two affairs. مَحَبَّةً لِلَّهِ تَأَمُّرُ بِهَا قَلْبَكَ تَسُوقُكَ إِلَى طَاعَتِهِ وَفِعْلْ مَرْضَاتِهِ. Yani the love of Allah, filling one's heart with it. And this will drive you to obedience to Him and doing those things that are pleasing to Him. وَتَعْظِيمًا لَهُ وَعِلْمًا بِعَظَمَتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And recognizing Allah's greatness and His glory and His magnificence and His majesty, and knowing that Allah is great and that He is majestic, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. يَزْجُرُكَ عَنَ الْوُقُوعِ في معاصيه وَمَا نَهَى تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى عِبَادَهُ عَنْهُ. This will prevent you, it will restrain you from falling into acts of disobedience and from falling into that which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has prohibited His worship is from. And this is the end of what we wanted to share this evening. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to fill our hearts with love of Him and ta'zeem of Him, and to incline our hearts to striving and struggling and making an effort to do so. And importantly, asking Him all the time for His help and His assistance and His aid and His tawfiq in doing these things that will bring us nearer to Him and that will earn His pleasure and His reward and His forgiveness and His mercy and His promised reward of Al-Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawfiq and to grant us a thabat, to remain firm on this path, as-sirat al-mustaqim, al-ilm al-nafi' wal-amal al-salih, beneficial knowledge. As-sirat al-mustaqim, it requires beneficial knowledge and it requires righteous actions, acting upon that knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to remain upon this path and to be steadfast upon it until we return in a condition, return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. If there are any questions or any comments or any corrections, inshallah we'll do it after the salat, as I think it's definitely time for the adhan right now. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullah khair. And also I want to acknowledge the presence of our visitors who, mashallah, we have great love for. And we love them for the sake of Allah, because of our love of Allah, who have traveled some distance, not a very long distance, just a couple of hours, to visit with all of us tonight and to be with us and to remind us of the love of the brotherhood as well in Islam that comes from seeking the knowledge of this deen and seeking to act upon it together, not just individually, but as a community, as a jama'ah, as a Muslim ummah. Barakallah fihim wa fikum. May Allah accept from all of us. Ameen ya Rabbi.